Well, good morning, everyone. It's the 11th of December, Sunday morning. We've almost made it halfway through the month. Today we're going to be talking about the first chapter of the Gospel of John, first chapter of John. And there's been a lot of discussion over the years about the Word of God and what that is. I personally, this is my own personal opinion, I can't prove it, but it's the position I hold, that you can't separate Christ from the Word. When it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. I think this is referring to Christ himself as the Word. Because it goes on and it says all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. We see that same kind of line in Colossians. All things were made by him and for him. And by him all things consist. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The only spiritual life we can have is in Christ. Christ described himself as the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by him. Paul described it as there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Why does the darkness comprehend it not? Because those who are dead in trespasses and sin are unable to hear the truth or unable to see the truth. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, and that all men through him might believe. Now, that's not speaking of all men without exception there. That's speaking of all those who are given to him by the Father. Now, the person that bore witness of the light was John the Baptist. Because it says in verse 8, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That is, of course, Jesus Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. There's a good example of the fact that it's not universal atonement. The world of the reprobate does not know God. And also it says he came to his own and his own received him not. I think it's speaking there of we know that he came in the lineage of David, and we know the Jews for the most part rejected him. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The only ones that can receive and believe are the ones that have been given the gift of faith. It isn't their own faith. Man doesn't have a spark of good in himself and execute his free will and make a decision to let Jesus into their heart. That is not the gospel. That's the false gospel. The only ones that are going to receive him, the only ones that are going to believe on his name, Hebrews 12:2 says he's the author and finisher of our faith. I'm glad that he put in this 13th verse there, which says, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The only ones that are going to receive and believe are those that have received, those who have been born of the Spirit of God. He tells us in the third chapter of John, the Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. You must be born again. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. There again is the Word referring to Jesus Christ dwelling among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bear witness of him, saying, this was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me, he is prepared before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. By the way, there was a church in the wilderness. There's a passage in the New Testament that says that they served, or they, that rock on who they served, that rock was Christ. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Jesus Christ says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. John the Baptist didn't proclaim to be the Christ. And then they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou the prophet? And he answered, no. And then they said to him, who art thou? That we may give an answer to him that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? What did John say? I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees, of course. Pharisees were always trying to trip him up, weren't they? And they asked and said to him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not the Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? Jesus answered, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who come after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchets I'm not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world. This is that Lamb. Jesus Christ is the Lamb. Remember when God, remember the story of Isaac, and Abram was told to offer up Isaac, and Abraham asked God, where's the sacrifice? And God said to Abraham, Abraham told Isaac, because Isaac asked, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham told his son, God will prepare a lamb. And he did. There was a lamb caught in the thicket. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is prepared before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. Here's the example of the trifold nature of the Godhead. We have Jesus Christ manifest in the flesh, being baptized of John. We have the Spirit coming in the form of a dove, descending on Christ, and we have the Father speaking from the heavens, saying, behold my Son. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. And the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking on Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, what seek ye? They say unto him, Rabbi, which is to being interpreted, Master. Where dwellest thou? And he said unto them, come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt and abode with them that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon and saith to him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah, thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith to him, Behold an Israelite, indeed in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered, I said before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered, saith him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of the Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Believe I said unto thee, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith to him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereinafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Well, that concludes our reading on the first chapter of John. A lot has taken place here. But it starts out with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ was the living Word of God manifested in the flesh. He was the Son of the living God. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read it. And as he reads through it, I'd like for you to listen to this with the understanding that Jesus Christ is, in fact, the living Word of God.
John chapter 1, beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, the life was the light of men. Light shineth in darkness, the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for witness to bear witness to light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh in the world. He was in the world was made by him, the world knew him not. He came unto his own received him not, but as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to him that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me, preferred before me. He was before me, and in his fullness have all we received in grace for grace. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. This is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests, the Levites from Jerusalem, asked him, Who art thou? And he confessed, And thy not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they ask him, What then, art thou Elias? He saith, I am not. Art thou that prophet? He answered, No. Then said they unto him, Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. They which were sent were the Pharisees. They asked him and said unto him, Why baptizest thou then? Thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, nor that prophet. John answered him, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who cometh after me is prepared before me, whose shoes latched, I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara, among Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptized with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, of whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending, remain on him, the same as he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bare record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and saw them following, saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found Messiah, being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. When Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon the son of Jonah. That should be called Cephas, which is by interpretation of stone. The day followed Jesus, to go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saying to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith to him, Behold, Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast in the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Behold, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou shalt see greater things than these. He saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Peter's chapter, next chapter. Kind of look at this.
Thank you, Mark. Well, here we have the account of the living Word of God manifest in the flesh. May good Lord be with you today. God bless.